Hey, Al, I've sort of got an itch to hear what the Aristarchus region looks like in daylight. You got any comments?
Well, I'll tell you, Carl, we've all been sitting here kind of looking at Aristarchus a little bit in awe. It looks like probably the most volcanic area that I've seen anywhere on the surface. And certainly it's just very covered with rills, quite deep rills too, some of them. Schroeder's Valley, for instance, is a magnificent big rill, which looks like it's been worked twice. Of course, the large rill and then a smaller rill inside.
What about the source of Schroeder's Valley?
Several cones. Say again?
What about the source of Schroeder's Valley? Does it look volcanic?
Well, that whole area in there looks volcanic, yeah, and it certainly comes from up on the plateau there. I would guess that the Cobra Head is the source for Schroeder's Valley. The elevation is a little subtle from this vantage point, but I guess that would be my guess. And as far as where the, I think we've found something interesting anyway about the ends of the rills, particularly around the Schroeder's Valley area. It looks quite distinctly like the rills, the mouths of the rills, or the deltas, have been covered with rising mare material from the lower elevations, almost as if there was a rill with a delta-like deposit at one time, but then the elevation of the mare, or the height of the mare, came up into the rill far enough to cover all that delta area. So all you see now is what would look like a river into a lake whose elevation has increased.
Aha, very interesting thought.